both of those things. So the last step, step number three, is this. Once you got the leverage, once you interrupt the pattern, third step is you must create an empowering alternative. You must create an empowering alternative. In other words, an alternative pattern. You can't just stop smoking. You got to start doing something else. And what most people do is they stop smoking and start eating. So that's why you got to find an empowering alternative. So create an empowering alternative. I can't just say stop yelling at people, because his yelling at people gives him a sense of certainty that they'll listen to him and that they'll change. How many follow that? So if we just say don't do that, then we've not met the need that he used to get. We want to meet the need more elegantly. If you're smoking, it's probably because you're stressed. And when you smoke, you take deep diaphragmic breaths, and so you get out of stress. When most people are stressed, they stop breathing, or they breathe very shallowly. When you have very little oxygen, that adds a smidge to your stress. So cigarettes now, while there's a physical addiction, what made it happen initially was it relaxed you. So you don't want to just stop smoking and be stressed. You have something else that relaxes you. So what a lot of people do is they eat tons of food, so the stomach fills up, and all the blood rushes in there, and they start breathing in their diaphragm again. But there are better alternatives. Does that make sense? So you got to come up with an empowering alternative, and once you do it, and reinforce it. Reinforce it. How do you reinforce something? You notice it. You give it pleasure. You acknowledge it. You reward it. So you might want to use the word reward it, and reinforce it or reward it until it becomes habit. Until it becomes habit. So you got to create an empowering alternative, and you got to reinforce it until it becomes habit. Once it's a habit, you're set. But how do you do this? Well, the secret to reinforcing something is give it pleasure, give it rewards. So you'll start changing to avoid pain. But after a while, you just go back to it, even though it's painful. I'll adjust to it. But see, what will last, what creates lasting change is when you do something and you're rewarded for it, when you give yourself rewards, you feel happy, you feel proud of yourself, you feel a sense of excitement or freedom or more love. When you get that reinforcement on a regular basis, pretty soon it just becomes who you are. That's what you want to do. And so that's what I did with him. So a year later, so I had him come up with these alternatives to how to communicate. And throughout the night, when he started to communicate with somebody, he did something right, I caught him doing it right. And I'd say, now, John, I want to tell you something to you. Do you see Bob's face over here? The way you just interact with him, so you can try and force him to do something or make him fear you, and he'll do a little bit. But people only do so much out of fear. They do the minimum out of fear. But when they love you, when they care about you, when they feel respected by you, they'll do anything for you. And this guy really would do anything for you. Look at his face right now. Doesn't that feel better? And I'd stop, make him stop and notice so he wasn't unconscious. And he'd say, you know, honestly, it really does. And he said, Bob, I really do care about you. And these great anchors happened that night where I kept reinforcing him, reinforcing him, reinforcing him. So he had plenty of alternatives, and he saw it gave him more of what he wanted than the old behavior. So now I come back a year and a half maybe later, and I do the seminar, things go great, and the same guy afterwards says, Mr. Robbins, would you like to come to dinner? And I look at him, and I can't tell if he's, you know, got something or not. So I said, sure. Same restaurant, same room, same everything. Sit down, you table, I'm sitting next to John. John, it's great to have you back. Everything's warm, everything's wonderful. He seems really happy, everybody's great. I'm thinking, wow, this is cool. It all worked, right? And then maybe 15 minutes into sitting there, all of a sudden John comes across and starts screaming at this person against the table. And I can just feel every part of my body going, obviously didn't break the pattern strong enough, I'm gonna do it this time. And I just feel my face and body tighten up, and all of a sudden he turns over and goes, gotcha. And everybody, the whole place started laughing. It was a setup. And they all went around the table and they acknowledged me and they acknowledged John and talked about he's never been the same since. His life has never been the same. He's such an incredibly warm and loving man now from that process, you know, just from that piece. Now, whether you're trying to change someone from being mean to nice or whether you're trying to get rid of addiction, it's the same steps. So for example, when I first built my career, I'd get on radio and television in Canada, and I launched my career saying, I don't care what your problem is, I'll handle it. So I got all kinds of things. But one of my first therapies ever was a smoking therapy. Now bear in mind, I'm staying at the Westin Hotel in a place called Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Anybody been there? It's a magnificent place. You've not been there, it's as pretty as any city in the world, I think. And so I'm there and I'm staying in this hotel and it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And I'm waiting in my room for my first real major therapy. And it's a smoking therapy. And I look at my watch, and the guy doesn't show up. And I look, and he doesn't show up. Look, he doesn't show up. So then I think, well, you know, no one knew my face in those days or even knew my name. So maybe he forgot my name, and he's at the hotel. So I figure I'll go downstairs to see if he's in the lobby. So as I go out to exit my door, my room, right outside the door is this guy sitting puffing like crazy. So I said, are you Bob? He said, yeah. I said, Bob, what are you doing out here? He goes, I'm having my last cigarette. Now, what does that tell me? That tells me he links pain to stopping smoking, not pain to smoking. As long as he thinks stopping smoking is going to be painful, it's not going to work. We have to change that, what we call neuroassociation. It's a big word. It means what he associates in his nervous system, in his gut, right? Not what he has in his head. In his head, he knows better. But in his gut, his neuroassociations are rigged that stopping smoking is painful. That's why he's never done it before. So he wants me to do this painful thing to him. That won't work. So I think in a moment's notice, I come up with an idea. And I said, come with me. And we don't go to my room. We start walking down the hall. He goes, where are we going? I said, downstairs. He goes, I want to do this in private. I said, we will. Follow me. We get on the elevator, go downstairs. And I haven't been there in about 2 or 3 years. But even 2 or 3 years ago, in this day and age where very few people seem to smoke in public, at the Westin Hotel, they still have a tobacco shop there. And so we go down to this tobacco shop, and as you go in, the smells are everywhere, right? So when people smell the smells, they go into state, right? So this guy's in state, right? He's got his cigarettes back. He's one happy camper. So I said, what brand do you smoke? So he tells me. I said, great. Give me 12 cartons. And the guy looks at me and goes, 12 cartons? I said, yeah, 12 cartons. The guy goes, looks at him, 12 cartons? I said, yeah, pay the man. He's like, pay the man. So he pays him. So now I said, pick him up. So he's got 6 cartons here. We're walking down the hall. I'll never forget his face. We get on the elevator. The door closes. He's holding all these cartons of cigarettes. He looks at me and says, you're not going to make me smoke these, are you? I said, now we're making progress. Now he's linking pain to smoking already. How many follow this? Say aye. So we go sit in the room. And a lot of times when you're trying to change, helping someone make a change, the problem is you're changing a part of them that doesn't need to change, like the part of them that's really great. You need to get them in their smoking state and change that part of them. So I said, go ahead and open all the cartons, pull out all the cigarettes, and unwrap every one and pull one cigarette so it's accessible so you can just grab it really easily. And while you're doing that, tell me why you started smoking. And so he goes, okay. He starts undoing the cartons. As he does, he kind of gets in state. He smells the cigarettes and starts undoing it, and he goes into state, right? And he starts telling me, well, when I started out, I really didn't want to smoke, but all my friends did, and it was like the cool thing to do, and he's going into state, right? And so I said, okay, well, light one up. He looked at me, he went, what do you mean light one up? I came here to stop. I said, I know, but you really want one, so light one up. He went, well, no, I don't want one. I want to stop. I said, light one up. Light one up right now. And I start acting crazy. Right now, you understand me? He's like, now he's smoking like this. And he's freaked out. Now imagine, these are the feelings. Tuna casserole mixing with smoking. You get the idea? I go, oh, I don't like this. I don't like this. I said, does that feel cool? No, it doesn't feel cool. No. I said, does that feel good? No, it doesn't feel good. I don't like. What don't you like? I don't like this. What don't you like? I don't want to smoke. As soon as he said that, I like transform. Acted insane. He's freaking out. He's locked in a room with this insane man, right? So as soon as he says, I don't want to do this, I'd say, you don't want to smoke? And I'd act really calm again, and he'd go, no. I said, well, then do whatever you want to do. He goes, well, I want to put it out. I said, well, do whatever you want to do. He said, really? I said, sure. He goes and starts to put it out. I said, light up 2 more. He said, no, I really don't want to. Light up 2 more right now! Now! No, you light them up now! Oh, gee. And he's freaking out of his mind. And he's screaming, is that cool? Does that feel cool? No, no. Finally, eventually, he'd go like, I don't like this, I don't like. You don't like what? I don't want to smoke. What's that? I don't want to smoke. I said, oh. Well, then, do whatever you want to do. He's like, well, I want to put them out. I said, go ahead. Really? Sure. He puts them out. You can just see he's afraid, right? Puts them out. I said, light up six more. He's like, I don't. I light up six more now. And I go 10 times crazy. He's put them between his fingers. Come on, suck on every one of them. Suck on them. How's that feel? Finally, we get to the point. I say, light up five more. And I had a whole ashtray filled with half-smoked cigarettes. Put it on his nose. He's breathing. It's smoke in his face. Hating it, right? How's that feel? I hate it. Right? I say, light up another one. He said, no. I said, you light up another one right now. No. You can't make me smoke. Now we broke the pattern. So then when he get an alternative, and so he went outside and he dumped his cigarettes over the side down into the ocean. I wouldn't do that now, but he did it. And he blew his nose and all this black soot came out, right? Just all over the place in his handkerchief, right? Kept blowing his nose, you know? And I did too, because I was in the room taking it all in also. It's a terrible way to do it and stuff. It's one of the reasons I stopped doing them eventually. I came up with a different technique, right? Because I was gonna have cancer doing all these therapies on these people, right? And so he goes out there, now he's breathing fresh air, and the fresh air feels so good, and then he comes up with the alternative and condition it, and it works. Now, you gotta vary your technique for various things, because once I found something to work, you know, you tend to do it a lot, because it works. But it always comes down to leverage, interrupting the pattern, and creating an empowering alternative. Stand up and stretch.